Middle East to Asia Pacific. We are going through the Great Reset. This article is neutral. The Great Reset is a term that refers to the global transformation of the economic, political, and social systems in the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic. It implies a shift in the balance of power among the major actors on the world stage, such as the US, China, Russia, the EU, and others. The Great Reset will also have significant implications for the regional dynamics in the Middle East and Asia Pacific, where conflicts, alliances, and interests are likely to change. This article explores the main challenges and opportunities that the Great Reset poses for these regions and their actors. The ongoing power struggle between the USA as the founder of the New Order and the founder of the Old Order persists. Peace seems unattainable without resistance and discord. A conflict ensues, culminating in a victor and a vanquished party, ultimately paving the way for peace. This same pattern will inevitably follow the war between Israel and Hamas. Once the strife concludes, only then can there be a semblance of peace in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia has announced its intention to maintain the process of normalizing relations with Israel. The US and EU have reduced their support for Ukraine, prioritizing Israel. This is particularly evident in the case of the US. The United States has withdrawn its support from Ukraine, and the operation in Ukraine is coming to an end with nobody left to defend Ukraine. It is likely that at the end of this conflict, Ukraine will be divided between Poland, Hungary, and Russia. There will be a smaller Ukraine remaining, which will become a part of the European Union. The city of Lviv and its surrounding areas in Ukraine are currently under Polish control, as they are historical Polish territory. Volodymyr Zelensky will flee the country at the end of the war or suffer an unfortunate accident. There are prospects for peace agreements in the Middle East in the near future. Once the conflict between Israel and Hamas, an extremist organization, subsides, a plan for a two-state solution within Israel can be considered. Although Israel is supported by the US and EU, some Westerners rally behind Palestine, which may lead to internal unrest and riots in the US and EU. Recently, a crowd supporting Palestine assembled and breached the US Congress to hold a protest. Additionally, numerous universities and school students across Europe are sending messages expressing their support for Palestine. A potential peace treaty may be on the agenda before the war escalates further. The ongoing conflict between Israel and the Hamas terrorist group is set to have political implications beyond the region. Following the cessation of hostilities, Benjamin Netanyahu will cede power. Before the start of the war, a considerable section of society, the military and intelligence establishments, were opposed to Netanyahu. Since the onset of the conflict, occasional remarks have been made against Benjamin Netanyahu, both in public and within the army, despite a decrease in protests and the army's reorientation towards Israel's defense. On the day of the Hamas attacks, Benjamin Netanyahu made statements blaming Mossad and some army leaders, but now he has positively changed his attitude towards Mossad. After the end of the war, we can expect Yair Lapid to come to the fore and possibly win the elections. To achieve peace in the Middle East and to create a stable Middle East, Israel must accept the two-state system. Hamas is a threat to the rule of Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank. Mahmoud Abbas is uncomfortable with the presence of Hamas and does not get along with Hamas. If you look at the day when the Hamas terrorist organization attacked Israel, in light of Hamas' attack on Israel, Mahmoud Abbas refrained from issuing any positive or supportive remarks. After the conflict in Israel, there will be a change of leadership in both Israel and Palestine. Mahmoud Abbas and his team will be replaced by a successor. The dominant nations of the world endorse the two-state solution in Israel. We could witness a significant peace agreement in the Middle East. The actual conflict will occur in the Asia-Pacific region, involving the United States, China, and the nations adjacent to China that are backed by the United States. On several occasions, both China and the United States have warned us to prepare for a major war. Russia-Turkey and the Central Asian Turkic Republics have no plans to join the Asia-Pacific war. Russia backs the unity of the Turanian led by Turkey and the Central Asian Turkic Republics. The Central Asian Turkic Republics bloc plays a crucial role in averting the massive migrations prompted by the Asia-Pacific war. Hungary participates in the meetings of the Turanian bloc and may become a member of this bloc shortly. The starting point of the war in the Asia-Pacific will be Kashmir. The war in Israel has caused the US to postpone its struggle in the Asia-Pacific. And by time for China. The global power that owns the old order knows that China cannot defeat the US, but they also know that it can cause great damage to the US. The aim is not to defeat the USA, but to end the global dominance of the USA. If the USA defeats China, it will not be in its old power, because it will not be able to continue the order it established after the Asia-Pacific War, due to the great damage it has received. Thus, the mind that established the old order will establish a new order again. You can read the previous articles I have written on this subject. I suggest you read my 5 articles in series starting from the Israeli-Palestinian War. Since the US knows this, it takes measures against this and isolates China by surrounding it in the region. The US can wage war with China on many fronts, as in the Second World War. The US has formed a bloc against China by making military agreements with many countries in the Asia-Pacific. A potential conflict in the Asia-Pacific is intended to have a limited impact on the rest of the world and will only involve parties within the region. The conflict is likely to significantly alter the political and economic landscape of the area. To understand what is happening in the region, it is necessary to look at the script writer, not the actors, like the so-called US-Russia conflict. Even if it is facing each other in Ukraine, it is working together with Russia in sub-Saharan Africa, as well as in Syria. Russia did not react at all to the US operations in Syria. The order is built on the US and Russia. The United States and Russia are cooperating to reduce France's influence in Africa. Mr. Macron supported the idea of PESCON, a new European military grouping independent of NATO. The rapid US withdrawal from Afghanistan was perceived as a sign of US weakening. But the underlying cause was the impending conflict in Ukraine. The conflict in Ukraine has bolstered the US's position in Europe. The global power is reconstructing the new order. And all these things are happening because they are necessary. Everything is in order. The order established by the First and Second World Wars is now being reshaped with the Great Reset. The war in the Asia-Pacific may start after the end of the war in the Middle East, such as the end of 2023 and the first months of 2024. Regional events can have a significant impact worldwide. Therefore, it is vital to analyze the involvement of both regional and global powers. It is important to calculate what the global mind is planning and what the possibilities are, and assess the potential outcomes. In short, we are going through a big reset for the order to continue, like before World War I and World War II. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog by email from the bottom of the blog's homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International relations, threat and geopolitics. Analysis, Kane and Haydarov. Subject, Middle East to Asia Pacific. Data, 03.11.2023.